at you looking all refreshed after having an extra hour of sleep. How about that? Fred, did you remember to set your clocks back 1 hour last night? I sure hope so. Hey, Fred, so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday Worship on this November 4th, 2018. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship is a program that's all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. I mean, anybody can hit play on a CD player, but we go the extra mile on this program. So let's take a little break from the political ads and all that stuff, and let's prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus. Let's start things off with Mark Bishop. Yeah, you know this song. It's My Name is Jesus on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning. I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter. Maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
He's alive, he's alive.
friend, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for hitting the pause button on life and spending some time with me here today on Sunday worship. And yeah, I just tell you what, I just love this word from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Psalm 55, 22 says pretty much the same thing. Cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. Friend, have you ever gone on vacation and brought back more than you left with? You know how heavy a suitcase can get, especially without rollers. I mean, the longer you carry it, whether it's in the car or the airport, the heavier it gets. You know, just as travelers pick up mementos and trinkets and magnets and all that stuff, we pick up memories and stuff them carefully inside the suitcase we carry through life. And some of us are so burdened that we can't take another step in life's journey. But that's not what God intended, friend. So what do you do? What do you do? You set your suitcase of cares down at the feet of Jesus. Remember, friend, God intends for you to travel light. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
To him all majesty.
That's right. We've come to praise and glorify the name that is above every name. Yeah, it's Joey Kroll hanging out here with you this past week on Wednesday. In fact, our family signed and closed on our new home. We kind of moved out in the country a little bit. So so the last several days we've been just kind of painting and getting ready to install new carpet and changing this, changing that, and it's been very exhausting, but it's so exciting at the same time. We are truly blessed. We really are. It was Chuck Swindoll that once said, when God is involved, anything can happen. Be open and stay that way. God has a beautiful way of bringing good vibrations out of broken chords.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all. To give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all.
When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Jesus,
you're listening to Sunday Worship. So much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. If you got a couple minutes today, connect with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. I promise to post some encouraging posts on Facebook. I know there's lots of not so encouraging stuff on Facebook, but if you connect with the program, Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook, you'll be encouraged. 1 Kings 18:21 says, "And Elijah came to all the people and said, 'How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him.'" Friend, have you ever tried to live with one foot in the church and one foot in the world? Have you ever tried to serve God and serve yourself at the same time, to have your cake and eat it too? That kind of living is straddling the fence. Elijah challenged the people on Mount Carmel, saying God is challenging you today to make a decision. If God is truly God, and he is, by the way, you need to follow him with all of your heart. Half-hearted, fence-straddling devotion to Christ makes God sick. Lukewarmness makes him sick. But friend, the time is now to get off the fence and serve the Lord with all that is within you. He has a job for you to do. Fences make bad seats and have no place in the life of a Christian.
I am standing beneath your wing, and I am resting in your shelter. Your great faithfulness has been my shield, and it makes me want to sing, "Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name. For all that you've given us, we bless you, Lord. And I sing praises to your name, O Lord. For you daily bear my burden. Your great faithfulness is my reward, and it makes me want to sing."
We sing,
"Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name. Isn't this a pretty song? It's by a guy named Andy Parks, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, friend, I hope you are well rested after that extra hour of sleep. I know it's getting dark a whole lot sooner now, that's for sure. Well, here we are. It's Sunday, this November 4th, 2018. I'm going to hang up the headphones and just hang out with God's people today. And friend, I hope you have a chance to do that as well. Get connected to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. That's so, so important. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, it's Monday. Be sure to start your day with Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time. Just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.